Photoshop Wednesday number 17. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Transfer your domain to GoDaddy for as low as $6.95. GoDaddy.com makes transferring easy and offers loads of extras, including complete email, total DNS control, and much more. All for as low as $6.95. What are you waiting for? Enter code MINUTE when you check out and save an additional 10% off any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. So now let's do a little bit of work with the text tool. So go ahead and push the letter T on your keyboard to get started. Now the text tool can be a little bit quirky, so the first thing we need to do is move out on the canvas and click. Now what you have is a flashing text insertion point. Here you can type in your text, or paste it in from the clipboard. Now to select the text, you can press and drag over it from the left to the right, or from the right to the left. You can also use your left and right arrow keys to move back and forth between the characters as well. To quickly select all of the text, you can hit Command or Alt A. Now at this point in time, you're in the text edit mode, and you really can't do a whole lot other than modify text. Take a quick scan across your menu bar and you'll notice that a lot of the elements are grayed out. You basically have to say yes or no to this edit. So you can use the Enter key for yes or the Escape key for no. Or you can also use the Do It or Don't Do It buttons in the Options panel. Now if you do select the Do It button, which is actually the Commit button, to reselect the text you'll have to take the Text tool, move near the text so that the rectangle around the outside of the text tool disappears, then press and drag over your text to select it. You can also define a text area with the text tool. Move out on the canvas, press and drag out a shape, and release. Now you can type inside of this box, and the text will be constrained to this shape. Now you can also toggle back and forth between these two type attributes. You can go to the Layer pull-down menu, select Type, Convert to Paragraph Text, or Layer pull-down menu, Type, Convert to Point Text. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.